The pandemic is not over yet. Even though more states are lifting restrictions and expanding vaccine eligibility, trends in the U.S. over the past 2 weeks show COVID-19 cases are ticking up more than 5%. The numbers in most places are nowhere near as high as the peak over the winter holidays, but public health experts say there is still reason to be cautious. Joining us is Deborah Furr Holden. She's an epidemiologist and Michigan State University's Associate Dean for Public Health Integration. Deborah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you, and I want to start by touching on what's going on in your state. Michigan's 7-day average for new COVID-19 cases is up dramatically, 122%, and that's one of the highest rates in the country. And the state is reporting more than 5,200 cases just yesterday, which is the most in a few months. So what's going on?
We've got a couple things. So we've had a lot of reopening that's happened around our state. And as you increase the opportunities for people to come in contact with other people, you're going to see more spread. This is just virus transmission 101. The more people come in contact with each other, the more spread you're going to get. So reopening has played a big part in that. We've also got this myth that people have once they've been vaccinated. And I tell people, before you're vaccinated, you honor the protocols. You wear your mask, you wash your hands, you watch your distance, you watch your density, and you watch your duration when you're out. What do you do after your vaccine? You do the same things. You wear your mask, you wash your hands, you watch your distance, your density and duration. I think a lot of people also are not honoring that. They think they've got the vaccine so they can be more relaxed. And then I think we have full-blown COVID fatigue. It's been more than a year, and I think people are tired. The vaccine has given people false hope about where we are, and I think we're seeing the impact of that. So people are letting their guard down, and that's giving way to more spread and transmission.
So that's a lot of what's going on right now. And I know part of the longer-term backdrop was that in some quarters anyway, there was fierce opposition to the lockdown measures in Michigan last year. I mean, there were armed demonstrations at the state capitol. The FBI even foiled a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So is this kind of resistance still a problem in Michigan as well?
I think it's a problem because, unfortunately, we've politicized the public health crisis. And unfortunately, things like not wearing a mask became a political statement, but it's not good public health. And so this collapse of politics with public health and people not honoring protocols as a way to express their political views has been a part of the problem. It's especially problematic in Michigan because we have a known high percentage of these new variants for the virus. And the variants, typically what we're seeing, are able to spread more easily and cause more disability and death. So we've got a whole lot of things happening all at the same time that are fueling this problem. And the political landscape is only making it worse.
Well, so how is the state's healthcare system handling the latest surge then?
Well, we've got a lot of, you know, really smart people with an equity-centered approach to how to address these problems. You know, dealing with people's political beliefs is something that is an undue burden in the midst of a public health crisis. It's why the laws are so important. So we do have mask mandates. We do have real tools and supports for counties and cities to be able to enforce that so that people do get to exercise some free will, but not in the midst of a public health crisis, not in a way that's going to put themselves and others in harm's way. So I think our Protect Michigan Commission has been a real strong force. It's our vaccine equity group and our COVID-19 task force. Michigan is the only state that I know of that closed the racial disparities gap in COVID cases and deaths. We were one of the first states to transparently report our problems and also the first state to solve that problem. So I have no doubt that we'll do the same thing around vaccine equity, but politics and political meddling are only making things harder.
You know, if we look at the national picture, we see that about 14% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, and more than a quarter of the population has had at least one dose of the vaccine. And President Biden is now promising 200 million shots will be in the arms by the end of his first 100 days. That was double the original goal. What are your hopes for the vaccine rollout in the coming weeks?
Well, my hope is that every human being in this country that is on a vaccine wait list or has a desire to get the vaccine has fair and equitable access to that vaccine as soon as possible. The categories that we originally created prioritize people based on risk and exposure. And I do believe that it's important that we keep those people at the front of the line. this issue around hesitancy, we're going to have to ongoingly deal with that. But if we could just get the vaccine in the arms of everybody who has been a yes, what we'll see is a cultural shift. There'll be a natural social pressure for people in their peer groups, in their family groups, in their workplaces who are a no or a no for now to get on board. So I think the real push is to get it into the arms of the people who are a yes, and to do that as fairly and quickly as possible.
Deborah Furholden is an epidemiologist and Michigan State University's Associate Dean for Public Health Integration. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you so much.